以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲座，什么是 Guru？ 时间1973年8月22日，地点英国伦敦。
Om Agyana Timirandha Shagyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Veno Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Thank you very much. So, tonight's subject matter for speaking is, what is Guru?
谢谢大家。今晚谈论的主题是什么是 Guru?
So, Guru, there are many descriptions. Subject matter is the same, but different way.Guru has been described by different acharyas.
Guru 有许多种描述，同一个主题，但是许多不同的 acharya 以不同的方式描述了 Guru.
Their aim is the same, but language or presentation may be little different.
他们的目的是一个。但是所用的语言或者表达方法可能有一点不同。
So, generally, Guru means Ajnana Tinirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Mulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Just like in darkness, Ajnana Tinirandhasya.
总的来说 ，Guru 的意思便是 Ajnana Tinirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah。正如在黑暗中 ，Ajnana Tinirandhasya。
Ajnan means ignorance, without knowledge.
Ajnana 意思是愚昧，没有知识。
That is called Ajnan. So Ajnan is compared ignorance.Stupidity is compared with dark.
这被称为 Ajnana. Ajnana 即愚昧、愚蠢，被比作为黑暗。
Just like if you are in this room, immediately all lights are off, then it becomes dark.
比如说，如果在这个房间里，一下子所有的灯都关了，便变得黑暗。
We cannot see.Where I'm sitting, where others sitting, it becomes a confusion.
我们看不见我坐在哪里，别的人坐在哪里，一切都辨别不清了。
Similarly, in this material world, we are all in the darkness.
同样的，在这个物质世界，我们都处于黑暗之中。
This material world is called darkness.
这个物质世界被称为黑暗。
It is called tamo. Tamo means darkness. Or timid. Timid means darkness.
它被称为 tamo, 意思是黑暗，或者称为 timid, 意思也是黑暗。
And actually it is darkness.
事实上它是黑暗。
Because this material world is dark, there is need of sunlight, there is need of moonlight, there is need of electricity.
因为这个物质世界是黑暗的，因此需要日光，需要月光，需要电等等。
But there is another world.We get description from the Vedic literature, Najatra bhasayate surja, na sasanka na pavaka. There is another world, spiritual world, where there is no darkness, and therefore there is no need of sunlight, there is no need of moonlight, there is no need of electricity.
但是有另一个世界, 我们从伟大文献中得到关于它的描述, 在另一个世界, 灵性世界, 没有黑暗, 因此便不需要阳光, 不需要月光, 不需要电。
So Guru's business is to bring out the disciples from darkness to light.
Guru的任务便是把门徒从黑暗中带往光明。
这是Guru的任务。 That is Guru. First business is that because everyone is suffering on account of ignorance.
这便是Guru的首要的任务。 每个人都在由于愚昧而受苦。
Just like you contaminate some disease out of ignorance.
正好比你由于愚昧而染上某种疾病。
You do not know hygienic principle. You do not know that this thing will contaminate me. This association will contaminate me. This kind of food will contaminate me. Because we do not know, therefore we contact infection, sometimes suffer from disease.
你不知道卫生的原则，你不知道这样东西会毒害我，这种涟漪会毒害我，这种食物会毒害我。 因为我们不知道，因此我们会受到感染，有时候会染上疾病，受苦。
It is very simple to understand.
这很容易理解。
Everyone, suppose one commits something criminal due to ignorance. Due to ignorance.
如果说一个人由于愚昧而犯了某项罪。
But in the court, when a man is criminal, in the court if he says, the criminal, if he says that I did not know the law, he will not be excused.
但是如果在法庭上这个罪犯说我并不知道法律，他并不会被饶恕。
Ignorance is no excuse.
愚昧并不是借口。
Similarly, even a child, he does not know, he catches on fire, the fire will burn.
同样的，如果一个孩子，他并不懂得，但是他碰到了火，火也会烧伤他。
No excuse.
并不会受到饶恕。
The fire will not consider that here is a child, he does not know, no excuse.
火并不会这么想。 这个孩子他还不懂事，饶了他吧，不会的。
So as there are stringent laws of nature, or laws of the state, that because you do not know something, you have committed some wrong, you'll be excused. No, there is no possible.
自然，国家都有严厉的法律，如果你并不知道某件事情而犯了错误。 你会被饶恕吗? 不会的, 没有这种可能性。
You have committed something wrong out of ignorance, you must suffer.
你如果由于愚昧而犯了某项错误, 你必须因此而受苦。
This is the law, nature's law.
这是法律, 自然的法律。
You can have many examples. Suppose you cannot eat more. Out of ignorance, if you eat more, then you have to fast 2 days, 3 days, somewhere. Or you'll have some disease.
还有很多的例子。如果说你不能吃的更多了，但由于愚昧，你还是多吃了一些，那你必须得戒食2天、3天，因此而受苦，或者你会得上某种疾病。
You cannot violate any laws of the nature. Or any laws of the state, anywhere, wherever there is law, if you break it, then you will suffer.
无论在哪里，你都不能违反自然的法律，或者违反国家的法律。只要有法律，如果你违反了它，你便会受苦。
This is ignorance. Therefore, Guru's business is every human being is suffering in this material world. Nobody can say that I'm not suffering.
这便是愚昧。因此 ，Guru 的任务便是，因为每一个人在这个物质世界都在受苦。
It is not possible. There must be suffering.
没有人可以说我并没有受苦，这是不可能的，他一定是在受苦。
There are three kinds of suffering.
有三种受苦。
That out of ignorance also, a rascal is suffering. He is saying that I am very good. That is also another ignorance.
但是出于愚昧无知，一个恶棍即便在受苦，他会说我非常快乐，这是另外一种愚昧。
There are three kinds of sufferings in this material world: adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidvaitik.
在物质世界中有三种受苦。
Suffering on account of my own body and mind.
一种是由于我的躯体或心意而受苦。
This suffering is not imposed by anyone else. I do it.
这种苦难并不是由于其他人强加的，是我自己做的。
The same thing. That I cannot digest, but I eat more. So there must be dysentery in myself.
同样的例子，如果我不能够消化，但是我还吃了更多，那一定会有消化不良，你一定得受苦。
This is due to my body and mind.
这是由于我的躯体或心意。
That is another one kind of suffering.
这是一种受苦。
Another suffering is imposed by other living entities.
另一种苦难是由其他的生物体强加的。
Just like your enemy or an animal,
比如说你的敌人或者动物
or there are ants, mosquitoes, flies, they're all causing suffering.
或者有蚂蚁、蚊子、苍蝇，他们都会引起受苦。
You are killing them, and they are trying to give you suffering. This is called struggle.
你想要杀死他们，而他们想要给你苦难，互相之间的竞争。
This is called adhibhauti, suffering given by other living entities.
这被称为 adhibhauti, 由其他生物体引起的苦难。
Suffering caused by myself. This is called adhyatma.
由于我自己而引起的苦难，这被称为 adhyatma。
And suffering caused by other living. And there are other sufferings caused by the nature, superior power, adhidvaitik.
还有另外一种苦难是由于自然由于更高的力量引起的被称为 adhidvaitik.
Then all of a sudden there is no rain, no rainfall. And now for want of rainfall there is no food grain.
突然的没有雨水了，由于缺乏雨水便没有粮食。
Excessive heat, excessive chilly cold, earthquake, famine, so many by natures, imposed by the natures, flood.
过热、过冷、地震、饥饿、饥荒，这么许多由于自然所强加的，还有洪水。
So there are three kinds of sufferings in the material world, and everyone is suffering either by one, two, or three. But nobody can say that I am completely free from suffering. That is not possible.
因此，在物质世界中有三种苦难，每一个人都于其中的一种、两种或者三种而受苦，但是没有一个人可以说我完全没有任何苦难，这是不可能的。
And why this suffering? Due to ignorance.
而为什么会有这种苦难呢？是由于愚昧。
I do not know. I am committing sinful life. I am committing mistakes.
我并不知道，我是在过罪恶的生活，我是在犯错误。
Therefore, I am suffering.
因此我在受苦。
Therefore, Guru's business is first to rescue his disciple from ignorance.Ignore.
因此，Guru的任务首先是 把他的门徒从愚昧中解脱出来。
Agyanatimidantas, everyone is suffering out of ignorance. Therefore, Guru's business is to, just like we go to school.
Agyanatimidantas, 每个人都是出于愚昧而受苦，因此 Guru 的任务便是增入我们去学校。
We go to school, we send our children to school. Why? To save him from suffering.
我们去学校，我们把我们的孩子送往学校，是为什么呢？是为了使他免于受苦。
To get education.
为了得到教育。
If my son does not get education, he'll suffer in the future.
如果我的孩子得不到教育，他在未来会受苦。
The same process. To get him out of ignorance. To get him relief from the suffering.
这是同样的过程，为了使他能够免于愚昧，为了使他能够从苦难中解脱出来。
The Guru's business is Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya.
因此 Guru 的任务便是 Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya.
So suffering is due to ignorance. Ignorance is compared with darkness.
苦难是由愚昧，愚昧被比作为黑暗。
So in the darkness, how we can save one?
在黑暗中你怎么去救另一个人呢？
By some light.
通过一些光。
So Guru's business is to take the torch light of knowledge and present before the ignorant or the disciple in darkness, and that gives him, relieve him from the sufferings of darkness or ignorance.
因此 Guru 的任务便是拿来知识的火炬，把它呈现给在黑暗中的愚昧的门徒，因此便能够使他从黑暗的愚昧的痛苦中解脱出来。
This is
Guru. 这是 Guru 的任务。
Then another verse says, Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigacchet samitpani sutriyam brahmanistam. It is Vedic in the answer.
有另外一个世界，也是伟大的训示。
Somebody was asking that whether Guru is absolutely necessary. Yes.Absolutely.
有人在问 ,Guru 是不是绝对必须的？是的，是绝对必须的。
That is the Vedic injunction.
这是伟大的训示。
The Veda said, Tad vijnanartham.
伟达经说 ,Tad vijnanartham.
Tad vijnan means spiritual knowledge.
Tad vijnan 意思是灵性的知识。
Spiritual knowledge, for acquiring spiritual knowledge, tad vijnanartham.
Tad vijnanartham 意思是为了获得灵性的知识。
So, one, gurum eva, eva means must. Gurum, meaning to a guru, must go to guru.
Sa, 一个人 gurum eva, eva 意思是必须 gurum 意思是去向一位 guru。必须要走向一位 guru， 必须要走向 guru。
Not a guru, the guru. Guru is one.
并不是一个 guru， 这个 guru， guru 是一个。
Because, as it is explained by our Revodinandan Maharaj, guru is coming from the disciplic succession.
正如我们的 Revodinandan Maharaj 所解释的。Guru 是从始祖传习中来的。
What 5,000 years ago, Vasudev instructed, or Krishna instructed, the same thing we are also instructing. Therefore, there is no difference between instruction.
在五千年前，由 Vasudev 所指示的，或者由 Krishna 所指示的，同样的东西我们也在指示。因此，在这些指示之间没有区别。
But Guru is one.
因此 Guru 是一个。
Although hundreds and thousands of acharyas have come and gone, but the message is one.
虽然成百上千的 acharya 来了又去了，但是信息是一个。
Therefore, Guru cannot be two.
因此 guru 不可能有两个。
Real guru will not talk differently.
真正的 guru 讲的话不会有区别。
Some guru says that in my opinion you should like this, and some guru will say in my opinion you'll do this. They are not gurus.
有的 guru 说按我的意见你应该这么做，有的 guru 说按我的意见你应该做这样，他们不是 guru。
They are all rascals.
他们都是无赖。
Guru has no own opinion.
Guru 并没有自己的意见。
Guru has got only one opinion, the same opinion which was expressed by Krishna or Vasudeva or Narada or Arjuna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or the Goswamis.
Guru 只有一个意见，同样的一个意见，正如 Krishna、Vyasadeva 或者 Narada、Arjuna、Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu、Goswami 们所表达的。
You'll find the same thing.
你会发现都是同样的东西。
5,000 years ago, Lord Sri Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita and Vasudeva wrote it, recorded it.
5,000 年前，祖师 Krishna 说了《不加梵歌》，而 Vyasadeva 把它写了下来，记录了下来。
Vasudeva does not say that it is my opinion.
Vyasadeva 并没有说这是我的意见。
Vyasadeva
writes, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Vyasadeva 写到 Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. 圣 Bhagavan 说
What am I writing? It is spoken by the Supreme Personality of God.
无论写的是什么，都是由自尊人格圣人所说的。
He's not giving his own opinion.
他并不是给予他自己的意见。
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. That is good.
因此他是 guru.
He is not misinterpreting the words of Krishna.
他并不是在错误地解释 Krishna 的话。
He is giving as it is.
他是在呈现他的本来面目。
Just like a bearer, peon. Somebody has written you letter. The peon has got the letter.
正如一个勤杂工，如果有人给你写了封信，然后信到了这个勤杂工的手里。
It does not mean he has to correct it or edit it or addition or no. He'll present it.
这并不意味着他得要修改它或者编辑它或者增加一些东西。不，他只是把它给你。
That is his duty.
那是他的义务。
Then he's guru. He's honest.
那么他便是 guru, 他是诚实的。
Similarly, guru cannot be two.
同样的 guru 也不会是两个。
Mind that. The person may be different, but the message is the same.
人可能是不同的，但是信息是同样的。
Therefore guru is one.
因此 guru 是一个。
That Vedic instruction is, tad vijnana tham sa guru meva avigatse. Guru eva, one must.Eva means must. Avigacche, this verb is used when there is this sense of must. And never says go to a guru, but he says must approach the guru. Good.
Veda 训词是 Guru Meva, 一个人必须 Eva 意思是必须 Avigacche, 这个动词这么用是表示必须的意思。这里从来没有说走向一位 guru, 而是说必须要接近 guru. Guru 是一个。
Guru cannot be two.
Guru 不可能是两个。
Guru meva avigacche, and we see also practically in the disciple succession of guru. The same thing is spoken by the guru. Same thing, repetition of the same subject matter, no other.
事实上我们也看到在 guru 的史书传习中 guru 所讲的都是同样的东西，同样的东西重复同样的主题，而不是其他的。
Krishna said that marmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji magnamas guru just think of me, manmana, just become devotee of me, manmana bhagavan bhakta, just worship me, and just offer your obeisances unto me, sarva dhammān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja, just surrender unto me.
Krishna 说道, 只是要享受我, 只是成为我的奉献者, 要崇拜我, 向我顶拜, 归依于我。
You'll find this instruction in the Bhagavad Gita.
你会在不在梵高中找到这个讯息。
The same thing was spoken by all the acharyas.
同样的东西, 所有的acharya也是在这么说。
Ramanujaja also says the same thing, Madhvacharya says same thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says same thing, the Goswami says same thing, and we are also speaking the same.
Ramanujacharya 说的是同样的东西, Madhvacharya 说的也是同样的东西, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Goswami们, 还有我们也都是在说同样的东西。
There is no difference.
并没有区别。
We do not interpret the words of Krishna that in my opinion, Kurukshetra means this body. This is Askalya.
我们并不会解释Krishna说的话, 说什么, 按照我的意见, Kurukshetra意思是这个身体, 这都是胡说八道。
The whole situation has been spoiled by the so-called rascal gurus who gives his own opinion.
整个的情况都是被这些所谓的混蛋guru们所搞坏的，这些guru给予他们自己的意见。This
is our plain declaration. Let any rascal guru come.
这是我们坦率的宣言，随便哪位混蛋的guru尽管来好了。We
can convince him that he is not guru.
我们可以说服他，他并不是guru。Because
he is speaking differently.
因为他讲的话是不同的。
We can challenge any rascal.
我们可以向任何一位混蛋挑战。
Just like somebody came here, he says that he is God.
正如有人到这里来，他说他是神。
Everyone of us God.
我们每一个人都是神。
Stop this. So I ask. So just find out in the dictionary what is the meaning of God. Let us see whether he is God.
因此我问，因此我说，查一下字典，看看神的意思是什么，让我们看一下他到底是不是神。
The dictionary, as soon as dictionary was consulted, the meaning of God is the supreme being. Meaning of God.
查过字典之后，字典里的意思是。 神的意思是自尊的生物。
So I ask him, are you supreme?
因此我问他，你是自尊的吗？
If you cannot understand, then find out the meaning of supreme.
如果你不明白这一点，你们查一下自尊的意思。
Then when he consulted dictionary, the supreme, it is said the greatest authority.
他查了字典之后，字典里说，自尊的意思是。 最高的权威。
I ask him, are you the greatest authority?
因此我问他，你是最高的权威吗？
The rascal could not answer.
这个混蛋答不出来。
He does not know even the dictionary meaning, and he is claiming that he is God.
他连字典里的意思是什么都不明白，他还在宣称他是神。
This rascal dream is going.
现在到处都是这种混账事情。
Whole world.
整个世界都是。
Big, big rascal samis, they say, why you are finding out God anywhere? You do not see so many rascal gods are loitering in the street.
有许多很大的混蛋的swami们说, 你为什么要到处去寻找神呢? 你没有看见在街上有那么多混蛋的神在漫步吗?
This is
why. 现在就是这样。
If you simply consult dictionary, you can understand what is the meaning of God.
你只要查一下字典，便可以明白神的意思是什么。
God is so chief thing, supreme being.
神是这么便宜的东西吗？他是自尊的生物。
Are you supreme being? Supreme means the highest authority.
你是自尊的生物吗？自尊意思是最高的权威。
Highest authority means nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater than.
最高的权威意思是没有人和他平等，没有人比他更伟大。
That is supreme.
那是自尊。
So these rascals who are claiming to become God, is it a fact that nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater than him?
这些宣称为神的无赖们，难道没有人和他平等，没有人比他更伟大吗？
There are so many.
有那么多。
So this kind of guru, this kind of rascal will not help you.
这种 guru, 这种无赖帮不了你。
Guru must come from the parampara system by disciple succession.
Guru 必须通过使徒团系从 parampara 的系统中来。
5,000 years or 5 millions of years, what was spoken by the supreme God or Guru, the present Guru also will say the same thing. That is Guru.
在五千年前或者五百万年以前，有自尊的神或者 Guru 所说的。在现代的 Guru 也会说同样的东西，那便是 Guru， 那是真正的 Guru。
Otherwise is not Guru，
要不然的话他便不是 Guru。
Simple definition，
很简单的定义。
Guru cannot change any word of the predecessor，
Guru 不能改变前世说的任何一个字。
There is one instance in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life.
在杰丹尼马哈布布的生活中有一个例子。
One gentleman is Ballavacharya. He was very much devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
有一个僧士叫巴拉巴恰热，他是杰丹尼马哈布布的一个很好的奉献者。
He wrote one comment.And Srimad Bhagavata. Subodhini Tika, it is called.
他写了一个关于 Srimad Bhagavata 他们的评述，被称为 Subodhini Tika.
That is recognized. Nice Tika comment.
那是被承认的 Nice Tika 评述。
But he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So,He simply said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, if you hear my comments on the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find it is far better than Siddhar Sangha.
但是他到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里，因为他是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的很伟大的奉献者，因此他随时说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 祖 Chaitanya, 如果您听一下我关于 Srimad Bhagavatam 的评述，你会发现他比 Siddhartha Swami 的要好得多。
Siddhartha Swami is a very old commentator.
Siddhartha Swami 是一位非常古老的评述者。
The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately rejected.
因此 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 立即就拒绝了。
You are claiming that you have written something better than Siddhartha Swami. He chastised him.
你宣称你写了一些比须达拉斯瓦米的还要好的东西，他斥责了他。
Swami means another. He sarcastically remarked the word Swami, Siddhar Swami. Swami, another Swami means husband.
他讽刺性的评论道：“这个 Swami 还有另外一个意思，须达拉斯瓦米 Swami 另外一个意思是丈夫。”
So he said.Swami Jiva Nahi Mane Besha Bole Guni. I think one who does not recognize Swami, he is a prostitute.
我认为一个不承认 Swami 的人，他便是个妓女。他立即这么说。
You do not recognize Siddhar Swami, then you are a prostitute. How can I hear from a prostitute?
你并不承认须达尔斯瓦米，那么你便是个妓女，我怎么能够听一个妓女说的话呢？他便拒绝了。
Only one that I have written better than so.
只是有一句话，我写的比斯瓦米都要好。
So this is the process of it. You cannot disobey the previous acharya or guru. No.
这便是 guru 的方法，你并不能违背先前的 acharya 或者 guru。不。
You have to repeat the same thing.
你必须要重复同样的东西。
Not research. Sometimes askers come that you are speaking the same thing. Why don't you speak something new by research?
并没有研究工作，有时候会有一些无赖来说，你在讲同样的东西，你为什么不做些研究，讲一些新的东西呢？
We say that we have no intelligence. We cannot make any research.
我们说我们没有任何智慧，不能做任何研究。
We are Guru Mare Murkha Dekhi Korilo Bicha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that my Guru Maharaj saw me a great fool number one.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说我的 Guru Maharaj 把我看成是第一号大笨蛋。
So one who remains a great fool number one before his Guru, he is Guru.
如果一个人在他的 Guru 面前永远是第一号大笨蛋，那么他便是 Guru。
And one who says that I'm advanced so much that I can speak better than my guru, then he's asking.
如果一个人说我这么进步了，我比我的 guru 说的还要好，那么他便是混蛋。
This is the problem. Evam parampara praptam mimam rajasayo vidu sakale yuga nashta parantapa, Krishna said in the fourth chapter.
不得翻歌第四章十节二。
So, Guru is one. Guru cannot be two.
因此 Guru 是一个， Guru 不可能是两个。
As soon as you find two opinions of Guru, either both of them are rascals or one is a still at least.
如果你发现两种 Guru 的意见，那么或者他们都是无赖，或者至少其中的一个是。
There cannot be two.
不可能两者都对。
This is Guru.
这边是 Guru.
Another place, it is said, Tasmat Gurum Prabhadeta Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam Shabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmani Uposamasrayam. Who needs a Guru? A third class, fourth class man, ordinary man doesn't require a Guru.
在另外一处说道，谁需要一位 guru 呢？一个三流的、四流的人，一个普通的人，并不需要 guru。
Guru to keep a guru or to have a guru is not a fashion.
有一位 guru 并不是一件赶时髦的东西。
One who is very serious to understand spiritual life, he requires a guru.
一个对于理解灵性生活非常认真的人，他需要一位 guru。
Otherwise, there is no need of guru.
要不然的话，并不需要 guru.
Just like you keep a dog as a fashion, then don't keep a guru.
你可以养一条狗当成时髦的东西，但不要养一个 guru.
Guru means is a portion of necessity.
Guru 是一个必须的东西，必须的时候才要的。
One must be very serious to understand what is spiritual life, what is God, what is my relation with God, how to act.
一个人必须非常认真，想要明白什么是灵性的生活，什么是神，什么是我和神的关系，如何去行动。
When we are very much serious on this subject matter, then we require a guru.
当我们对于这些主题非常认真的时候，我们需要一位 guru。
Don't go to a guru as a matter of fashion.
不要到一位 guru 那里去，只是作为赶时髦的东西。
That is useless.
那是毫无用处的。
That is useless. Therefore, Shastra says, "Tasmad Gurum Prabhadeta."
因此，Shastra 中说道， Tasmad Gurum Prapadyate.
Because you have to go to Guru and surrender there.
因为我们必须走向一位Guru，在那里皈依。
Without surrendering, you cannot learn anything.
如果不皈依，你什么也学不到。
Want to challenge Guru, it is not possible.
如果你想向Guru挑战，那是不行的。
Then you learn nothing.
那样的话，你什么也学不到。
Tasmat Gurum Prabhadita Pranipatena. So, just like Arjuna accepted Krishna as Guru, he says, Shishasteham Sadhimang Prapannam, I am now surrendered.
正如, 当 Arjuna 接受 Krishna 为 Guru, 他说, 现在我归于你。
That is the process.
这边是方法。
Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprasneno Srivaya. To Guru means Krishna's representative, former Acharya's representative.
Guru is Krishna's 代表, 是先前的 Acharya们的代表.
Krishna's all Acharya's are representative of Krishna. Therefore, Guru should be offered the same respect as you offer to God.
So, 所有的 Acharya们都是 Krishna的代表. 因此, 你向一位Guru表示尊敬一位Guru就应该像尊敬神一样。
Tasmad Gurum Prabhadeva. Therefore, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 说, Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad. 一个人通过人性导师的仁慈能得到Krishna的仁慈。
Because Guru is bona fide representative of Krishna, God. So, if you surrender to Guru, bona fide Guru, that means you surrender to God.
因为Guru是Krishna,神的真正的代表, 如果你向Guru,向一位真正的Guru皈依, 那便意味着你皈依神。
God is accepting your surrenderance through the Guru.
神是通过Guru接受你的皈依。
Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad. If you surrender to Guru, that means Krishna is pleased.
如果你向Guru皈依, 那么Krishna便被取悦了。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Paritnajya Mamekam Saranamaja, surrender.
Krishna在不掉梵歌中说, 放弃一切宗教,皈依于我, 要皈依。
That somebody argues, where is Krishna? I said surrender. No, you surrender to his representative, then you surrender to Krishna.
有人会争辩说, Krishna 在哪里呢? 我怎么皈依呢? 不, 你要皈依他的代表, 那么你便是皈依 Krishna.
This is the process.
这是方法。
The Guru is the representative of God.
Guru 是神的代表。
Therefore, the Shastra says, the authorities say, Sakshad Haritena Samastra Shastrui. Guru is as good as God.
因此, Shastra中说道, 权威说道, Guru像神一样的好。
Here, in this past Buddha day, we are teaching, or they are doing, offering respect to Guru.
今天在这个Vyasa普觉的日子, 我们是要这么教导, 他们也是要这么做, 向Guru敬拜。
That means they are learning how to offer respect to God.
这意味着他们在学习如何去敬拜神。
It is not personal affair. It is required.
这并不是个人的事情，这是必须的，要求的。
Because they are trying to be God conscious, they must learn how to offer respect to God or God's representative.
因为他们想要变得具有神的知觉，他们必须要学习如何向神敬拜，如何去敬拜神的代表。That
is required.
这是必须的。
Sakshadharitena samastha shastri. In all the shastra Vedic literature, Guru is described as good as God.
在所有的shastra伟大的文献中，Guru都被描述为和神一样的好。
But Guru will never say that I am God.
但是古鲁永远不会说我是神。
The disciple's duty is to offer respect to Guru as he offers respect to God.
门徒的义务是，他要去敬拜Guru，正如他敬拜神一样。
But Guru will never say that because my disciples are offering me respect as God, therefore I have become God.
但是Guru永远不会说，因为我的门徒们敬拜我就像敬拜神一样，因此我成为了神。
But soon as he thinks so, he becomes dog. He is dog, no more God.
一旦他这么想，他变成了狗 ，dog， 不再是神 ，God。
Therefore, Vishnu Chakravarti says, why Guru is offered respect like God? Kintu prabhurja priyayivatasya. Guru is offered the same respect as we offer respect to God.
因此 Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur 说，为什么 Guru 要像神一样的受到敬拜呢？ Kintu prabhurja priyayivatasya. Guru 得到像我们敬拜神一样的敬拜。
Just like in the morning, the other side, Arutrik was going on, offering to Krishna God, and this side, was Arutrik was going on to offer respect to the spiritual master.
正在早上，在一边进行 Arutrik， 向 Krishna 供奉，而在这边也在进行 Arutrik， 在向灵性导师敬拜。
The same respect.
同样的敬拜。
But Guru will never say, and he is not that. Guru will never say, now I have become God. No.
但是 Guru 永远不会说，现在我成了位神，而且他并不是神。
God does not become God.
神并不是可以变成的。
But he is always God.
神永远是神。
So God is God, and Guru is Guru.
因此神是神， Guru 是 Guru.
But,as a matter of etiquette, God is the Sevya God, worshipable God, and Guru is the worshipper God.
但是作为礼节的问题，神是 Sevya God, 受崇拜的神，而 Guru 是作为崇拜者的神。
Let's try to understand.
是的，去理解。
Worshipable God and worshipper God.
应该受到崇拜的神和作为崇拜者的神。
This is Seva Bhagavan, Sevak Bhagavan.
这被称为 Seva Bhagavan, Sevak Bhagavan.
That's why Guru is addressed Prabhupada.
正如 Guru 被称为 Prabhupada.
Prabhu means the law, and Pad means the position.
Prabhu 意思是主， Pad 意思是地位。
One who has taken the position of the law.
Prabhupada 的意思是一个采取了主的地位的人。
The same thing, Sakshat Haritva, Prabhupada. These are the terms one who is serious to study the science of God. They learn all these things.
因此这都是同样的东西， Sakshat Haritva, Prabhupada 这些术语。一个人如果对于学习神的科学非常认真，他会学习所有这些东西。
So, one who is very serious to understand the science of God, for him a guru is required.
对于一个学习神的理解神的科学非常认真的人，对于他来说，古鲁是必须的。
Don't try to keep a guru as a matter of fashion.That it has become a fashion to accept somebody, some rascal as guru, and say that I have got my guru.
不要有一个 guru 就像一件时髦的事情一样，现在似乎成一种时髦，接受某一个人、某一个无赖为 guru， 然后说现在我有我的 guru 了。
So what kind of guru you have got? You're talking nonsense.
你得到的是什么样的 guru 呢？你只是胡说八道。
Acharyavan Purusha Veda, one who has accepted Guru, he talks sense, but there is meaning.
一个接受了 Guru 的人，他所讲出的话都是有含义的、有意义的。
He'll never talk any nonsense.
他永远不会讲些无聊的话。
That is the sign that he has got guru.
这便是他得到了 guru 的迹象。
He has got the sacred thread. Yes, he is accepted by bona fide guru. That is the sign, sacred thread.
他得到了圣贤，这便是他接受了一位真正的 guru 的迹象。圣贤。
那么。You are offering good respect to your spiritual master. That is very nice.
你们都是在很好的敬拜你们的灵性导师，这是很好的。
You are very thankful.
你们都是非常有感激之心的。
But at the same time, we should remember that how to carry out the orders of the guru, so that people may not think.That you are talking nonsense.
但是在同时，我们应该记住怎么样去执行 guru 的命令，这样人们并不会认为你们在讲些无聊的事情。
You must be very careful.
你们必须非常小心。
So, in the Bhagavad Gita also, I'm reciting various verses from various shastras.
我是在从不同的经典中 shastra 中。引出不同的世界。
Kathopanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, here is another verse. Krishna says, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. This is Bhagavad Gita. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekshanti tadgyanam.
例如卡德乌班沙的许玛的巴克他们现在这里是巴克瓦的吉他中的另外一个世界
So you have to learn from Guru by three process
必须要通过三个过程从 Guru 那里学习
What is that? First process is you must surrender
这是什么呢第一步是你必须要皈依
That's not Guru Prabhadita Surrender.
Tasmat Guru Prabhadita Guyi.
You have to find out such an exalted person where you can willingly surrender. Yes.
你必须要找到一位崇高的人物，你可以非常自愿地皈依他。
Therefore, it is enjoined in the shastra before making a guru try to study him whether you can surrender there
因此在 shastra 中训示到在得到一位 guru 之前你要去研究他看看你是不是可以皈依
don't accept it
不要狂热地突然接受一位 guru 不要那么做这是训示而一位 guru 也必须研究一位想成为门徒的人要研究他看他是不是可以成为门徒这便是 guru 和门徒之间建立关系的方法一切都在那儿只要我们非常认真地接受我们可以得到训练如何成为真正的门徒如何寻找一位真正的 guru 如何建立我们和 guru 之间的关系以及相应的行动使我们的生命成功
Because guru's business is Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakya. Guru's business is to enlighten the disciple.
Guru's 的任务是开悟门徒
Because he is in darkness.
因为他是在黑暗之中
In another place in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that.Parabhavastavad abodha jata javanna jigyasata atmatattam
以上是在佛教瓦坛中的另一个世界
Parabhava means defeat
Parabhava 意思是失败
defeat So who's defeat?
失败谁的失败呢
Parabhavastavad abodha jata one is born rascal and fool
每一个人生来都是恶棍或者傻瓜
Everyone is born restless and fool.
每一个人生来都是恶棍傻瓜。
Nobody, otherwise, if you are learned, if you know things, then why do you go to school and college and pass university?
要不然，如果你是有学问的话。 为什么，如果你知道事情的话，为什么你还要去学校，去上大学呢？
It is a fact. Animals. If we do not cultivate knowledge, then we are as good as animals.
这是事实。如果我们不培养知识，那我们就像动物一样。
Now another animal is saying that there is no need of books.
有另外一个动物又说，现在没有必要有书。
And he has become guru.
而且他还成了 guru.
But it is, how can get knowledge without authoritative studies of books and science and philosophy?
但是如果你不经过权威的学习书籍、学习科学、学习哲学，怎么可能得到知识呢？
But they're trying to avoid it.
但他们想要避免这一点。
Imagine what kind of guru and what kind of disciple.
想象一下这是怎么样的 guru， 怎么样的 门徒。
So, Shastra says, Parabhavastha Abodha Jata, Abodha Jata, everyone is born as skillful.
因此，夏学宗说，每一个人生来都是傻瓜，都是混蛋。
He has to be enlightened.
他必须得到开悟。
He has to be given knowledge, and he has to receive knowledge to make his life perfect.
他必须被给知识，而且他必须得到知识，使他的生命完美。
Therefore, Parabhava means one who does not make his life perfect, he is being defeated. What is the defeat? Struggle for existence.
因此, Parabhava 意思是说, 如果一个人没有使他的生命完美, 他便是失败了。 这是怎么样的失败呢? 为生存而竞争。
We are trying to get better life. Here also, in this life also, we are struggling hard for getting better position.
我们想要得到更好的生活，在这儿也是，在这一生，我们也在拼命地挣扎，想要得到更好的地位。
So, real better position we do not know.
而真正的更好的地位，我们并不知道。
That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So, amritottaya kalpate.
这是在《博伽梵歌》中描述的。Sa amritottaya kalpate.
Here in this material world, there is no better position because there is death.
在这个物质世界之中，没有更好的状况，因为在这有死亡。
You may possess a very good better position, but you have to give it up.
你可能有一个非常好的、更好的状况，但是你必须要放弃它。
Either the better position we give up you, or ultimately you have to give up the better.
或者这种更好的状况放弃了你，或者最终你必须要放弃这种更好的状况。
You cannot stay.
你无法留在那里。
Suppose you have earned millions of dollars, millions of pounds, and now you have got good bank balance.
比如说你挣到了成百万的美元、成百万的英镑。 现在我有很好的银行存款。
You think now I am in the better position.
你会想现在我是在一种更好的状况了。
A little dysentery, call it dysentery, finish, better position.
你只要得上一点痢疾、慢性病，这种更好的状况被结束了。
Or the bank fails, that better position gone.
或者银行破产了，这种更好的状况也没了。
So there is no better position in this material world.
所以在这个物质世界中是没有更好的状况呢。It
is a false.
这是虚假的。Therefore,
those who are trying to get better position in this material world, they are simply becoming defeated.
因此，那些想要在这个物质世界之中得到更好的状况的人，他们只是被击败了，失败了。
Because there is no better Buddhism.
因为这没有更好的状况。
He's rascal. He's thinking this is better Buddhism.
他是个恶棍，因此他想，这是个更好的状况。
What is better Buddhism?
什么是更好的状况呢？
在《Bhagavad Gita》说 ，the better position is amritatva。
《波迦梵歌颂》说，更好的状况是 amritatva。
So amritatva kalpate, don't die, keep your position far. That is better for you.
不要死，使你的状况非常稳定，那是更好的状况。
So, is there any science to give knowledge how one becomes immortal? Yes, there is.
有没有什么科学可以给予人们知识怎么样成为不死呢？